Let's go now to a different kind of problem proving difficult to solve. While the number of boys who've been locked up as juvenile offenders dropped over the past decade, the number of girls being detained has moved in the other direction. Experts say girls make up the fastest growing segment of the juvenile justice system, with more than 300,000 arrests and criminal charges every year. And a new report says there isn't enough being done to help these girls in the system. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
Most girls who wind up tangled in the justice system have family problems, trauma, a history of abuse, says Georgetown University professor Peter Edelman. Edelman, a co-author of the new report, has been studying juvenile justice up close since the 1970s, when he ran a youth unit in New York State. Over half of the girls who are detained these days don't commit big crimes. It's more like skipping school, breaking curfew, running away from home, Edelman says.
Getting them back into school and getting them back on a path without invoking the sanctions of the juvenile and criminal justice system, that is so much better in terms of not leaving those wounds and scars and preserving the possibilities for the future.
Jabria Handy says she's still living with some of those scars. 4 years ago, Handy was locked up in the Baltimore City Detention Center. Her 69-year-old grandma died of a heart attack shortly after they had a big fight. Handy got charged with second-degree murder in the adult system and spent 11 months there. One day, on the way to school behind bars, something bad happened, Handy said.
So as we went through the tunnel, the jail became on lockdown, and we had to just, you know, stand there. We were told to turn around and close our eyes, but that's something in jail, you just don't turn around and close your eyes. I was looking, and I just saw that the man was just, like, laying there with a limp body.
The man had been stabbed to death, and after that...
Well, they took us to school after that. Like, nothing happened. So it wasn't like anybody came to talk to us about, you know, what you just seen. Do you want to talk about it? How do you feel about the situation? No.
The report says no juveniles, girls or boys, belong in adult jails and prisons. And it says prosecutors should never lock up kids on technicalities for violating probation or other minor offenses. That doesn't sound right to longtime prosecutor James Backstrom.
We're talking about... kids that are violating curfew laws, are truant from school, violating court orders. Do we need the authority to pick those kids up? I think we do.
Backstrom is the district attorney in Dakota County, Minnesota. He says not all of those juveniles need to be in detention, but...
If you ignore the small issues, you might not get to the big issue before it's too late.
Backstrom says he agrees with Edelman on a key point in the report. It makes a lot of sense to devote resources to kids.
I've long believed that if we're going to reduce crime in America in the long run, we need to start with our kids with early intervention and prevention efforts.
Jabria Handy, who got out 2 years ago, says she's doing her part. She wants to become a social worker, and she's been visiting girls at a detention center in Maryland to try to listen and help. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.